Hello, this is Ann from Michigan.
I've been a caregiver for my dad and now a guardian. I can remember right where I was on the highway when I came upon your channel. I live alone now after my husband of 36 years left me. The best medicine to combat my deep sadness and feeling of being used and then pushed aside is my family and AFR. Thank you so much. I love you.
In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sherathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
Just like Silas, singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can.
Isaiah 44:3 promises that God will pour out his spirit like water on ground that is thirsty, floods upon dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon our children and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they will spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses, and they will say, I am the Lord's. Well, hi, it's Alex McFarland. Welcome to Exploring the Word. And this is a very special part of the year, very rare, but we take a couple of days to do Sherathon. We talk about what God is doing, and we've got a very special program today on Exploring the Word. Myself and Wesley Wildman. And we're going to invite you to call in and be a part of what God is doing through AFR and the American Family Association to call our nation and precious multitudes of people to Jesus Christ. The number, if you would call in and support, financially give, and we've got a lot of exciting news to share, but the number is 877-616-2396. Well, Wesley, it's good to have you on Exploring the Word. It's been a while, my brother, but welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hey, I'm so excited to be on. Thank you, and I apologize in advance for those that are listening over from the last hour, but I'm back-to-back. So I was on the Dr. Nurse Mom's program with Dr. Peck just earlier, and I'm rolling over on Exploring the Word and looking forward to it. Hopefully that's not a problem for some of you, but it's not going anywhere. It's an old expression. It is what it is, but I got good news. Whether you like to hear me for 2 hours or not, we got a $150,000 last chance challenge. And they wanted to make that complicated, so they put two C's back to back there. Last chance challenge, $150,000 all the way up until 5 p.m. But we don't want to run it all the way to the end of the clock. We want to get it done this hour. We can get it done before 4 p.m. with your help by calling in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You can call in and help out with our $150,000 challenge, where a group of supporters has generously come together and donated for this Sherathon, and they're now challenging you to come alongside them and their support for AFR. Go to AFR.net. Alex, thank you so much for including me during this last half of the last day of Sherathon.
Well, it's good to have you, brother, and we're going to have a good time fellowshipping around the microphone today. And you've done 2 hours back-to-back, and I will too.
That's
after
right.
Exploring the Word. I have the great privilege of staying on with Abe Hamilton III. But Wesley, let's talk a little bit about the great ministry of the gospel. And I want you to share a little bit, if you would, about your grandfather, Don Wildman, Dr. Don Wildman, starting what has become just a global ministry. What was that like growing up in, when you were a kid, the ministry was up and running, but do you think your grandfather envisioned how extensive God would use this?
No, I don't think so. This is my opinion here with my conversations with him and kind of being on this side of things, being able to then look back. And then, of course, we have the documentary Culture Warrior. Culture Warrior.movie is the documentary of my pawpaw, the founding of AFR, and or AFA, then the addition of AFR, the whole picture, everything leading up until the last year. It's been documented through a wonderful full-length feature movie. You can go to culturewarrior.movie. Now, it's all documented there. So, taking what I've seen in there, which there's a lot of stuff I learned in that video that I didn't even know about. It was before I was even born. And right. So, I've thought back to some conversations and just experiences I've had with Don Wildman, my pawpaw. And I don't believe at the beginning that he realized just the many different departments and areas of influence that it would later become. I think the magazine and traveling and sharing Christian values as it relates to pop culture and entertainment was his primary mission to begin with. And then, of course, right. From there, Pawpaw being one of great faith. When other opportunities and areas begin to open, and he realized that there were more needs, such as American Family Studios, or in this case, the radio, which was later on in 1991, almost 15 or 20 years after AFA, I believe he with great faith, he began to allow God to or trust God with the other areas that he was beginning to open. So a long way of answering your question is I don't believe at the beginning he realized just how large of an influence and platform that AFR and AFA would become.
Yeah. You know, I'm old enough, I remember. And by the way, folks, if you would call in and donate, and, you know, Bert Harper and I of Exploring the Word, we've got a little bit of a competitive streak in us.
Yes.
And so I
got a pen and paper. What are the numbers? I'm going to write them down.
877-616-2396, or you may give securely online at AFR.net, absolutely securely. And people are hearing the gospel. There's so many things we can tell you about what God is doing to not only promote the gospel of Jesus Christ, but morality, truth, an ethic of family, and people of all ages. Wesley, you might appreciate this. You know, every summer we do 7 summer youth camps. And all over the country, I meet middle schoolers that listen to AFR, and they're like getting a biblical worldview foundation for life. There's so many things, so that's why we don't mind asking you to support, folks. We are all in, our time, our abilities, our financial resources. Those I can tell you, and it's been my incredible privilege to be around this ministry since July of 2009. So that's like, I'm coming up on like 16 years. I'm telling you, the people you hear, Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, Steve Jordahl, Jenna Ellis, Bert, you know, all of us, we are all in for the proclamation of truth and God working to save our nation and beyond. And so that's why we would humbly, prayerfully say, come along and partner with us. And the number is 877-616-2396. I would love to see the phones just really blow up. There is a $150,000 challenge this hour. And so please give. But Wesley, I was going to tell you how I became aware of your grandfather, Don Wildman. I'm thinking it was like either 80 or 81 or 82. I got home from high school, and my mother, who was she was a Christian culture warrior herself, but I saw your grandfather on the Phil Donahue show, and I was not even saved yet. But I remember the audience was, some were supportive, some were hostile. Phil Donahue was kind of snarky and sarcastic. But I just remember on our little television in the kitchen, and my mom is watching Don Wildman on Phil Donahue's show. Whatever year that was, it was the early, early 80s. I know I was still in high school. But I remember thinking, wow, that guy is brave.
Yeah.
That's just what I thought, you know. And then later in the late 80s, when I was a Christian, but there were all these things, there were blasphemous movies. There was the National Endowment for the Arts that was giving taxpayer money to produce things that were just very denigrating Christianity, very blasphemous. And again, in the media was Don Wildman saying that, you know, why should the U.S. government take taxpayer money and the National Endowment for the Arts promote things that denigrate the beliefs on which our country was founded? And I was like, I remember him. That's that man that stands up for truth.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
40 years later, this ministry still stands up for truth.
Yes, just real quick, and I wasn't going to comment on that, and potentially here in a little bit, possibly play some audio of Pawpaw, but for those that are watching, I apologize. The first hour I was on with Dr. Peck, I couldn't hardly stay awake. I've had 4 cups of coffee, and I can't sit still. So if you're watching, I've got the cat. So it's working. So I'm asking
that's
you that.
That's why the good Lord invented caffeine.
That's right. And that's what. And I need our listening audience of Exploring the Word to get a little caffeine and call in. I need you to call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net and help us with this last chance challenge of $150,000. Now, to comment a little bit about Pawpaw, I've got a lot of stories, and there's a lot of good ones. But for me, my go-to is the one that was most impactful for me. Now, there are obviously many stories of fun and laughter, even education and learning from him. But the one that was the most impactful for me, one that I later, 20 years later, after I shared it with you, became a reality, and I was able to share what I learned from him with other people. And that's this. I was 16, 17, and I was over at his house one day, and I was really getting interested in the work of AFA as it relates to possibly, you know, working there when I get out of college, and also really interested in apologetics and trying to grow my faith and learn how others I did know enough. I wasn't the smartest kid, but I didn't learn enough early on to look at people who had success as Christians and want to learn from them. Like, what is it that makes them so successful in their ability to convey truth? And so Papa was obviously really good at that. So I asked him, I said, one of the questions I asked trying to learn from him is, how is it that you handle ridicule or name calling or provocative statements or insults? Like, how do you handle this? Because my first reaction is to get mad and upset, and not to dismiss ever that there's a time and place for righteous indignation, but that's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about insults where Jesus says, turn the other cheek. And so I asked him, I said, how do you handle this so graciously or calmly or even courageously, but in a way that's constructive? And his answer, I'll never forget, like it was yesterday. He said, well, it's just he and I in his living room after lunch one day. And he said, well, Wesley, I asked this question in a long, thorough way, expecting the answer to be twice as long as I asked, right? And he goes, well, Wesley, if somebody says something mean or ugly, I ask myself, is it true? And if it's true, then I make a change or do something about it. And if it's not true and it's a lie, then I ignore it. It was that simple for him.
That's wisdom.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, this is Shurathon, spring of 25. Wesley Wildman, Alex McFarland. Folks, call in, please. Let's partner together. Let's see God use us together. 877-616-2396.
You constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
Yes, my name is Tony Smith, and I'm a pastor in Calhoun, Louisiana, west of Monroe, Louisiana. AFR is such a blessing to me and to my family, and I just want to thank God for all of you. Every program is great. I especially love Brother Bert, Brother Alex, and I also love today's issues and just so many other programs. But thank you all for doing what you do, and please give to this great ministry.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Indeed, thank you for partnering. Thank you for praying. Thank you for giving. Thank you for standing with us. The number, if you would like to give, and I pray that you will give as God leads you. The number is 877-616-2396. And you'll talk to a really friendly voice. Mm-hmm. It will make your day. See, I don't know if you've ever been to the American Family Association building, but there's a very large room that it's where there's staff devotions and a lot of large meetings. Well, during Share-a-thon, they turn that into like Telephone Central. And Jonathan Coker and all the people are in there. And a lot of people volunteer. And it will just make your day. You'll have a good time. It's Wesley, when I've been in the telephone room and I overhear the conversations, it is like a little slice of heaven. People praising God, fellowshipping, laughing, just rejoicing together. And doesn't it bless your heart just to, the joy of the Lord. We're not afraid of hard work. And we know that this is a very important endeavor, but yet there is so much joy in partnering together, working together, and seeing our lives being used for the Great Commission. So call up, let us hear from you today, 877-616-2396. Alex here, Bert is traveling right now, but Wesley Wildman is with us. Hey, Wesley, before the break, we were talking about your grandfather. Very respected man of God. And you gave that wisdom from him. That was really simple, yeah. But profound.
Sure.
Elaborate on that, if you would.
Yes, I will. Before I do, I had a thought, though. I was looking at this going, you know, it's been a long 3 days of fundraising. We started at 6 a.m. on Tuesday. We're coming up on the last hour and a half or two of Share-a-thon, and I was thinking, you know what? Later this weekend or next week, if that's when God provokes you to call in and to give, obviously we'll take your donation. But the thing is that the $150,000 challenge won't be there. If you want to participate in the $150,000 challenge, that's going to end at 5 p.m. Central Time. And so I'm reminding you of that. That's a big deal, because it's one thing to give a donation. It's another thing when there's a challenge that will, up to $150,000, someone will compliment your gift all the way up to that amount. So call in at 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. There is a short audio that I want us to play that summarizes in his own words the very person that I got to grow up with as my papa, Don Wildman.
Do you know 2/3 of the New Testament was written in jail? Yeah. Paul was in jail when he wrote it. He'd run out of town. Up in Damascus, you know.
They built a basket, slipped him out by night. That was the first time, but it wasn't the last time that he slipped away. Wherever he went, he usually left the place in a riot or a revival, one of the other. But you know what Paul did when he got knocked down? He got back up. He got back up. That's what faith does. You get knocked down. You get back up. And you go again and again and again. Whether it's politically correct or not. Whether it's popular or not. Whether you're going to be successful or not. We don't always have control over whether or not we can be successful. We have total control over whether or not we can be faithful.
Alex, I mean, I'm just about to tear it up right there listening to him. His voice and his persuasiveness, and then, of course, you accompanied his ability to speak along with having the authority of Scripture and truth woven in. That's very powerful, but that's the kind of wisdom that I grew up around.
Amen. Amen. Well, you and your family, God has used in a great way. And folks, listen, God wants to use you. I mean, you think about this. As a Christian, and you pray, and you walk with the Lord, and yes, you invest in great work like the American Family Association, the American Family Radio Network. It is hugely making a difference. It counts for eternity. That's why I don't mind asking you to call and support. And the number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you may give securely online. Now, Wesley, if you would, and by the way, we've got some Exploring the Word fans that are giving big shout-outs, and I want to acknowledge that, but there's a couple of little things, just kind of our way of saying thank you. There's a book by Stephen McDowell about the fact that the Bible is God's holy word. And the little kind of thank you mementos. Could you speak to that, Wesley?
Yes, I can. I also want to add that I've read this booklet many, many times. I've underlined and highlighted in it, and I've used it over the years. I've referenced back to it. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal book or booklet on the Bibles. The subtitle is Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and the Support for Building Your Life and a Nation on Biblical Truth by Stephen McDowell. He's generously given us the privilege of using this as a premium. So if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the book that I just described. Again, I've used this for many, many years. The copy I've got has got the older cover on it, and he's got it signed on the inside. So I'm really proud of it, and I'm telling you, it's a wonderful book. In addition to that, if you become a Great Commission partner, which we define a Great Commission partner as someone who gives monthly of $30 or more, if you do that, then we will also ask for you the Padfolio, which, as I've joked with Ed on Today's Issues yesterday, as they were having a little fun with it, he made a big Padfolio deal, jokes about it, but it's really a notebook. It's a fancy notebook with AFR embroidered on it, and it's a leathered case, and you can reuse it. So when you're done with the notepad on the inside, you can remove the notepad and put a new notepad in there, so you'll be able to use it for years to come. So for those that are watching, I'm giving you a visual of it, and it's the Bible, Divine or Human, Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and the Support for Building a Life and Nation on Biblical Truth, in addition to the notebook with AFR and embroidered on there that can be used. So these are the two gifts that we've got, and we look forward to getting this in your hands. If you would call in at 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Right now, all the way up until 5 p.m. Central Time, there's a special last chance challenge of $150,000.
Wow. Hey, I just got a text from South Texas Dozer Man, as in bulldozer, gives a big shout out to Exploring the Word. And all the listeners I know down in Kosciuszko. We probably are hearing from the Simbering family right now. We've just got great friends all over the country. Up in Richmond, Virginia, Brad, Howard, and all the people. Wesley, you know what? Such a blessing. Yes, the gospel goes out and people are saved. But people everywhere we go, they tell us that they're praying for Bert and myself, and they're praying for Angie and me, and they've told their friends.
Amen.
You know, one of the ways you can become an evangelist, tell people about exploring the Word. Say, hey, listen, there's these two guys, 4 to 5 Eastern, 3 to 4 Central, and they go through the Bible, and they're not afraid to touch the hot-button issues, the controversial topics. You could be a witness just getting people to listen to Exploring the Word, but you could even do more if you would. Please pray and invest. And call right now, if you would, while you're thinking about it, because you're thinking about it right now, an hour from now, you may have forgotten. But here's the number, if you would call right now, 877-616-2396. Or give securely online at AFR.net. Hey, Wesley, I'm on video because I'm not in Tupelo. This is like the first Share-a-thon I've missed in many, many a year, but I was a little under the weather, so I didn't travel. But that Padfolio, man, that thing looks sharp. I got to get me one of those. Does it have a zipper around it?
It does. It has a zipper, and I'm going to try not to revisit some of the fun that we had on this other day on today's issues. Ed Vitagliano, our VP, who's co-host, said that you can put your snacks in here. I don't think so, but he joked. Anyways, it's very nice. To your question, yes, yeah. It zips. I don't recommend putting anything sticky in there. Like he said, licorice. And I said, nah, I don't know about that. But anyways, yes, it zips. And you can. And we pointed out the other day, too, that when you get through using your notepad, you just slide the notepad out, put a new one in there. So it can be reused. Unlike, some notepads, when you finish with them, they're filled up and, you have to get a new one. But not with this one. So,
well, I'm a chronic note taker.
Yes.
When I'm in church, I take a lot of notes. And that's... It's really helpful. I give God the glory, Wesley. The Lord's given me pretty good ability to memorize stuff.
Yes.
And people often ask me, how do you remember Bible verses and things like that? I think a big part of it is writing it down.
Yeah.
It seems like when I write stuff down, I'm able to recall. So if you support, you'll get one of these. What are the breakdowns, again, of donations, a Great Commission partner? Tell that again, Wesley, if
sure.
You would.
$150,000 or more one-time gift. A one-time gift of 100. Did I say 150,000? That's
yeah. I was like, wow.
No, that's Wesley. The last. That tells you the last chance challenge is $150,000 or more. So for $150 or more, you get for one-time gift, you get the book from Stephen McDowell, and then if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, we will combine the two with the Padfolio and the book. So that's the breakdown. Alex, you have seen, and I've seen some, and you've been in the ministry a little longer than I have, but you've seen ministries come and go for different reasons. Some are not necessarily bad, but they just kind of fade away for different reasons. And then you have some that completely fall apart for moral reasons. But then for a ministry to make it just shy of 50 years, we're coming up, we're 47 going on 48 years of ministry from the National Federation for Decency, which later became what everyone knows as AFA. In the 91, we launched our radio side, our radio network. And so we're looking at 47 going on 48 years of ministry.
Wow,
and
that's very significant.
Very significant. And it's the reason for that are threefold for me, what I've observed watching Pawpaw over the years. Pawpaw gave us a wonderful, wonderful foundation. We've never compromised truth. We've never been in debt. And we share our platform with other ministries that are doing things a little different than we are, but yet doing good work for the kingdom. And those are the three reasons God has sustained us over the years, I believe. And our listeners, can you speak to the importance of that being a reason? If you were, obviously you want to give to your local church first, but if you're looking for another Christian ministry out there, there's a lot of good ones for like humanitarian type needs or disaster relief. But we're involved in the culture every day. We're involved in both entertainment, politics, culture, every day, and we've been doing it for 47, going on 48 years. It's a third generation ministry, and my children are the fourth generation, and Walker's children are fourth generation. Can you speak to why that has some value in someone who is considering giving?
Well, yeah, I would be honored to. And folks, in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, that's a scripture that we commonly call the Great Commission. Okay, the Lord Jesus has risen from the dead, which we will commemorate at Easter. Just think, Palm Sunday is this Sunday and then Easter. But Christ is risen. He's ascending back to heaven, but he gives the church an assignment. And that assignment is still our assignment today. And AFA personifies this. Jesus said, "Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost." Okay. AFR evangelizes lost people. Every year we see many, many, many people come to Christ. But then listen to Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. This thing of the teach all people the things of God, it's the biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. And whether it be radio, publishing, filmmaking, excellent films, conferences like the Activate Summit that I hope to see you all at in June, I'll be there. But events, publishing, broadcasting, by every means. And by the way, your grandfather, man, he was on the internet before much of anybody saw the potential for the web. But here's my thing. When you give, and I'm going to ask you to give the number 877-616-2396. Please call this number. You'll talk to a friendly voice. Call right now. Yes, you, ma'am. God, the Spirit of God is saying call. And you, sir, and young adult, call 877-616-2396. Wesley, every Christian is called to participate in the Great Commission, evangelizing and discipling. Amen. And when you financially support AFA, you're doing that. It's the Great Commission.
Yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, we, in our mission statement, we have this. It says, "The mission of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate," and that activate helps separate us from other ministries in a good way, but it says to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its task of fulfilling the Great Commission. So that's certainly at the center of what we do, which is why we're able to do a whole host of radio program and content from marriage and family to politics and what's going on in D.C. We have sermons that come on the radio throughout the day as well, and especially in the afternoon after our live programming, we have a lot more of that. We have just a whole host of different types of content that we share on American Family Radio to help us be well-versed in our efforts to fulfill the Great Commission, because Brother Alex here, we've seen over the last decade or two decades some pastors limiting the gospel or the Great Commission to just sharing the gospel, not being engaged in culture, but that's not us here at AFR.
No, and some pastors sadly go woke. Folks, you will never, amen, never turn on AFR and hear us going woke, I assure you. It is Bible, truth, and the Word of God for people everywhere. Stay tuned, more after this brief break. Don't go away.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Let me share with you a father's prayer that I wrote many, many years ago. Dear God, I need your help to be the kind of father I should be. hear my prayer. Help me, Father, to be more interested in the things my children are interested in. Too often I find myself too deeply involved in my own thinking to pay much attention to what one of my children is saying. Remind me constantly that the things they are interested in are just as important as the things I'm interested in. Help me to be a better listener. Then, Father, help me to set aside some time in my busy schedule for the children. It seems that I'm always tied up with something, and even when I'm not, I think I'm too tired to spend some time in their activities. Lord, help me keep my perspectives straight. Business can wait, but my children will only grow up once. Help me not to forget that children need love and attention as well as food and clothing while growing up. Too many times I get so concerned about their material needs that I forget their emotional needs. And Lord, I pray that my children will be able to see your love in me. If they can only see me living my faith, then they will understand it, even if I can't put it in the right words for them. Help me to keep the important things important and secondary things secondary. You know that many times the temptation is to neglect the important things of life while concentrating on secondary matters. Help me to teach kindness by being kind, forgiveness by forgiving, helpfulness by helping, and love by loving. And dear God, help me prepare my children for marriage by being a good husband to their mother. If I'm a good husband, maybe it will help them when it comes time for them to take a life's partner. Help me to look for my children's good points and to brag on them a little more. You know, Lord, that I won't close my eyes to their faults. As their father, I must be able to see those. But Lord, help me to dwell on their positive points. Another thing I will need your help in is having the power to say no to them when it should be said. We both know that many times a no is much better than a yes. These children of mine are growing up, Lord. One day before long, they'll go out into the world on their own. They will choose an occupation. Help me to be man enough to rejoice in whatever they choose to do, and Christian enough to teach them that they can serve you in any occupation where they will work for the good of their fellow man. Lord, I'm tempted to ask you to stop time, to keep my children, little children, always. But I know that life doesn't operate that way. So I will just ask you to help me enjoy my children while they are children. Then in my old age, I will have beautiful memories of my children when they were small and be proud of them as adults. Lord, I can't be a very good father without your help. So thanks for pitching in and giving me a helping hand. Amen.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Dear friends at AFR, my wife and I listen to your broadcast every day, either live or through podcast. In the spring of 2019, I was on an extended road trip for my business here in the Southeast, manufacturing business with foreign owners that were quite difficult. At the same time, as I was on these travels, it coincided with AFR Pledge Week. At first, I was disappointed because I wanted to listen to the normal lineup. But then I tuned in, and the first thing I heard was a sermon from Pastor Jeff Shreve. The topic was the sin of worrying, which I really needed to hear at that point in time. The next speaker up was Pastor Robert Jeffrey, and his topic was the same, the sin of worrying. I knew that God had clearly directed me to find the one radio station in rural Tennessee at the right time so I could hear these two messages. I didn't need to be told twice. Things came to a head in my business. Shortly thereafter, I gladly sent in my resignation. My loyal staff all did the same shortly thereafter, and they all found terrific jobs, even better after they left. Since then, my wife and I haven't regretted at all our decisions, and I'm doing a better job, I believe, of obeying the Lord's expectation to use my God-given talents as an engineer and a teacher in the topics of shop and engineering and helping young people enter careers in engineering. I can say that AFR has played a major role in helping my wife and me deal with adversity in my business and the needs of our aging parents, spreading the gospel of Christ to our children and grandchildren. Also, by sharing this information, my marriage with my wife has grown stronger. As the Lord continues to bless us, we will gladly support these fine organizations. Thanks for all you do. Many blessings.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your
listening to this spring edition of Share-a-thon on Exploring the Word. Exploring the Word, usually hosted by Bert Harper and Alex McFarland. And today I am filling in for Brother Bert, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this Share-a-thon. Obviously, for those that have been listening, Alex is with us. And I wanted to, before we go to Alex, I wanted to play a clip from my pawpaw, because while we are in a last chance challenge of $150,000 up until 5 p.m. We do have a last chance challenge, and we are asking you to give. We've been asking you to give since Tuesday, and we've had multiple opportunities. At the end of the day, while we want you to call in, at the end of the day, we are asking you to financially partner with us, but we are trusting the Lord to provide. And my pawpaw left us a short story that I want to play with you about timely giving.
I remember one time I was struggling financially. In fact, I had sat down that morning and figured up that I owed $5,000, and I didn't have $5,000. Didn't know where $5,000 was coming from. That afternoon, I got a call from a businessman who had been to Dallas for a big rally. And he called me and said, "I didn't see you over there." Of course, there's 10,000 people. He probably wouldn't have seen me anyway. Ronald Reagan was speaking. And I said, "No, sir, I didn't go." And we talked a little while, and he said, "Well, I tell you what, you're doing good work, and I'm going to put you a check in the mail for $5,000. A year later, I was again in debt. $5,000. Didn't know where the money's coming from. And I don't waste money. I squeeze a penny. And I got a call from another businessman. And he talked about something. I've forgotten what. I do remember, though, I didn't even mention it. He said, "Oh, by the way, my wife and I just put a check in the mail to you for $5,000.
Amen, amen.
Wow.
Speaking about that, we've had a handful of donors or givers or supporters that they've come together, and they wanted to provide a generous donation that would lead up to the challenge that we have today, and they wanted to challenge you to support the work of AFA and AFR to come alongside of them. And that's the reason for the last chance challenge of $150,000. You can call in at 877-616-2396, the phone number to call and to help meet the needs of AFR, just as the needs were met for my pawpaw. As we're asking you to give, and we're trusting the Lord that He'll provide, the number to call in is 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net, and you could be a part of a story just like the one my pawpaw shared.
Wow, that's so exciting, and these testimonies of Don Wildman. But here's the thing, his vision and his principles and his convictions still drive this ministry. And folks, we are committed to the Word of God, Jesus Christ, for all people, that what this world needs is a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then the morals and the values, marriage, family, patriotism, citizenship, things that, Wesley, I hear this everywhere I go. I'm very blessed. I'm in a pulpit somewhere literally every weekend of the year, And people all across America, they tell me, they say, you know, I listen to AFR and it's truth and it's godliness, Amen. Not compromising. It's not woke. It's not PC, but it's the truth. And they say, I'm just glad somebody is proclaiming this. And we are, and we will. And one of the reasons that I'm so honored beyond words, I mean, Wesley, the Lord is so good. I mean, the ministry that I learned of from my parents when I was a teenager back in rural North Carolina, I wasn't even saved when I was in high school and I heard of Don Wildman. Little did I know that decades later I would be working with this ministry on the radio. But folks, God is using it. We give God all the glory. But would you call in and participate? There's a $150,000 challenge going on until 5 o'clock. And the number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Wesley, I had the privilege this morning. I was at a Fox News station to promote. We're doing a summer speaker series, and we're bringing in great speakers like Dinesh D'Souza and Charlie Kirk. And anyway, I'm on this Fox News affiliate, and the anchor, this lady is doing the news, and she's looking at me and looking at me. And all of a sudden, during a commercial break, she goes, "Oh my goodness, I know who you are. You're Alex McFarland. You're on the radio every day."
Wow, no
and
way.
I was like, "Well, yeah, to God be the glory." And she said, "I listen to you on the radio, exploring the Word."
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, everywhere I go, the reach is powerful. One last thing, and I want to throw it to you, Wesley. Bert and I were on, I'm going to say this was, I don't know, 2 months ago. Let's say it was like February. Mm-hmm. But we had a caller from New York City, Manhattan. And they had a Bible question, and I was like, wow, this is great. Manhattan, right there in the heart of New York, you're listening to American Family Radio, praise God. Wesley, here's the thing. When you're, and we get calls from Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Illinois, New York City. When the truth of God's Word is reaching into those major very, very significant urban areas. That's truth penetrating the culture, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I often forget just the power of radio. I mean, we've for those that's been listening over the last couple of days, or even just since this morning, we've played a handful of listener testimonies of how AFR has impacted their life. We've played them. We've heard them. And it's just a reminder that when you invest financially in the work of AFR, that you are participating in the changing of lives. There's one particular one, a gentleman in Arkansas, who contacted us. This has been years ago, and said, "Hey, I just wanted to get on hold and just wait so I could talk to my brother at the time, just to let you know that I was about to divorce my wife. We were about to split up. They had kids involved, and they were about to go two different ways. He was lost, not saved. And the night before he had planned on going to the courthouse, the night before he was out driving in his vehicle, and he came across AFR, and he came across our programming that was talking about the importance of biblical manhood, husbands, fathers being the spiritual leader of the house, and he took some responsibility, and he went home the next day, and he repented, and he began. Now it shocked his wife, but ultimately, they their marriage was saved from it. Since then, I've had the privilege of going to shoot ducks with him.
Really?
So it went beyond just a phone call. He was very I got to know him just that quick 15-second testimony that I share with you. That's the type of impact that AFR is having. So if you would be a part of testimonies and opportunities like that by calling in and financially investing in the work of AFR through a donation at 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Alex.
You know, over the years, I had worked for James Dobson at Focus on the Family. It was a great, great honor, incredible honor to work for that great ministry. And I'm on the road speaking, and Wesley, periodically, radio networks would approach me. And they would say, oh, Alex, you know, we want to put you on the radio, and you could be on once a week, or you could be on 5 days a week. But Alex, with your message, you should be on 5 days a week. And for, you know, roughly $1 million, we'll put you on 5 days a week. And I would be like, you know, don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So in 2009, when I got a call from Jim Stanley, and then I was invited to have breakfast with Tim Wildman. I knew who Tim Wildman was. I knew he was the president of the American Family Association. And he said, Alex, we're kind of familiar with you, and we want to put you on the radio. So I knew where this was going. I said, well, Mr. Wildman, listen, I'm very honored to meet you, but we need to talk about money because I don't have any. And he said, look, we don't want any money. We don't need any money from you, but if you'll commit, and it's a commitment, Alex, live 5 days a week. And I just was sitting there, Wesley, and I'm just going to tell you, and folks, I want you to give, I was about to cry.
Yeah.
Emotion, because for years I had prayed. I was like, Lord, I think you've called me, but I have no idea how this could ever come
right,
about.
Right.
I don't have $1 million. And look, there's networks out there. I'm not faulting them, but it's pay to play.
That's right.
All right. Okay. American Family Association called. And at that time, my co-host was a guy named Marvin Sanders, great guy who worked with your grandfather. Mm-hmm. Marvin's in heaven now. It's your donations, folks, your support that allowed me to get on the radio in 2009 with AFR, and Exploring the Word has grown and grown and grown. So here's the number. I'm going to give this number, and I'll wrap up my story here. The number, if you would support, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Tim Wildman said to me, he said, look, we have some supporters, and Alex, if you'll commit, we'll put you on the radio. And since then, now 15 plus years, only God knows how many people have been saved, how many people have opened their heart to the gospel, how many marriages have been saved. Young people that were listening to Exploring the Word as a middle schooler in their parents' car, who grew up, went to college, and we get these emails. They'll say, Mr. McFarland, I've been listening to you since I was like 11, and now I'm grown up, but I'm living for the Lord.
Amen.
I'm praying. I'm voting. Folks, this is a generational impartation of God's truth to countless millions of people everywhere. That's why we're asking, please support. And you can do that calling 877-616-2396.
I want to go ahead and thank a handful of most recent pledges. Sandra from Grenada, Mississippi. Jenny from North Carolina. Bonnie from Iowa. Deanna from Kansas. Kimberly from North Carolina. Michelle from Louisiana. Caroline from Texas. Tammy from Texas. William from Alabama. John from Michigan. Mary from Texas. Did you realize, or did you, just a reminder, Alex, do you, that we have an app. So for those that don't listen, not able to get the radio station, they can always go download the app and they can listen 24/7 there. That's the app is named AFR app, AFR app. Alex?
Wow. Well, this is exciting, folks. God is using us together, and it is a family. Family is the operative word. Hey, Wesley, thank you for all that you do. And folks, thank you for praying, for giving. You can call now. Those phones are open. This is your opportunity. You can give online at AFR.net or dial 877-616-2396. May God bless you, and may God be glorified as together we stand strong for truth.